I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Pretend for a moment that you are living in a peaceful country on the other side of the world and a civil war broke out here in the U.S. Your friends and family might be caught in the crossfire, might be killed, might even be gassed. Hard to imagine, I know. Salah Asfura is actually living that reality right now. He's a Syrian-American living in Worcester, Massachusetts. And last year, I met him there not long after the shelling of his home city of Homs, Syria. He's in the studio with me here in Boston. Now, last time we met, you spoke really eloquently about your daily routine, waking up at 6, trying to get a phone connection to Syria, trying to get the news. Has that routine changed at all for you?
It did not change much, actually. It has gotten a little bit worse just because you're eager to get the connection, to get to speak to someone there, but you're always scared of the news that you're going to get.
Homs, the last time we spoke, which was a year ago, wasn't long after the shelling. The city seemed at the time like it was practically entirely destroyed, but your family has stayed. Who's still there?
I do have a brother and a sister with their families. The fact they has to stay there, they have to because they work there and, you know, they still have to go to school and their kids.
There's still work to do. There's still schools to go to.
They actually did not stop a day going to work and go to school.
It's bizarre. You make it sound like life goes on at normal, but surely it can't be normal. I mean, when was the last time you spoke with your family and what are they saying right now?
Actually, my father, you know, passed away last week.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Thank you. Because of that fact, so I speak every day multiple times. It seems like it's normal. For them, it became a reality. You know, I will be with them on the phone and I will hear some shelling. And I ask, what is that? Oh, just like some shelling. It's far. It's not here. You know, to me, I it's very strange that they can still, you know, sit on the balcony or even in the living room and listen to the shells and not scared for life.
Let me ask you about your father. How did he die?
He died a natural cause. He was 8 years old. He needed some medical attention. And unfortunately, you know, medical hospitals or so, they're not as operational as they used to be. So, but anyway, it was natural cause.
Not killed by the war, but killed during a war, which means that you can't attend his funeral, I would guess.
I could not. We have a tradition. They do a memorial service at 40 days of the death. And it's going to be by the end of September. I'm trying to arrange to go there, but it's a long shot for me. Also, in the wake of, we're still waiting to know what's going to go, you know.
Whether there's this, a military strike or not.
Whether there's a military strike or not. That make a difference, too.
So I'm really curious to know what you thought when you read the news of the chemical attacks, which at this point many people, the majority of people, seem to attribute to Bashar al-Assad.
Well, I mean, I personally, I like to wait. Of course, an act like this is not acceptable by any means. Doesn't matter who does it. At the same time, you know, because I have access to other media from the Middle East, including Arabic, Syrians, I read a lot about it. So I would say, personally, I will wait to see what's the result of the UN search group, because there are some news also that saying the weapons came from the other side. No matter who used it, something has to be done.
What have you been thinking and feeling as you've followed the debate in Washington over whether to attack targets in Syria? I mean, it's kind of what I evoked at the beginning of this interview. It's just like, you're here, everything's happening over there, and these lawmakers in Washington are just discussing it, whether to launch missiles at your country.
It's a very strange feeling. I think it's not easy for me to think about it. You know, I live in this country who gave me freedom, who gave me many things, who gave me a chance to have a better life. You know, I have people who actually I voted for, like, you know, our foreign minister right now. At the same time, he's leading the PAC to do the strike against Syria.
You're talking about John Kerry.
John Kerry.
Right.
I just talked to my mother this morning and she said, are they coming? What are they going to do? I said, Mom, I don't know if they're coming. I hope not. She said, life is coming to complete stall and everybody's scared. Everybody's panicking. And so it's uneasy for me. I don't know how to feel, but my opinion is that America should not involve in that manner. A military strike, it's going to make it devastating for everyone. And I think it's going to make the country a much bigger mess than it is right now.
Salah Asfura, thank you very much for coming in. And again, my condolences to you for the loss of your father as well as the people killed in the war.
Thank you very much, Marco. I appreciate it.